All right, Lozza, what are we doing looking towards Origin 3? Couple of players from each team. Most influential players, you think, heading into the decider?
Oh, no doubt about it. Josh Papali for Queensland. He has to lead the way for this Queensland team. They're going to establish some go forward. If they get no go forward, it'll be another tough night for them. And I don't know whether Papa would have been happy with his game in Game 2, but he'll be ready to go on Wednesday night. And I think he's a really strong player for Queensland. He'll lead the charge. And he's a leader within this team. And if the other players see Papali going forward, it'll make their job so much more easier. Munster left the field in Game 2. We saw what he did in Game 1 in that second half. He's a damaging runner. He gives the rest of the team confidence. Takes a lot of pressure off Daly Cherry Evans, and if he's fit and healthy, he'll be someone that New South Wales will look out for. And the other player, but I'm going to go back three, the back three for Queensland. they have to improve their combination. They have to improve getting the ball on the full. They have to work out ways to get out of trouble, and the back three will be responsible for that. So whoever plays fullback and on the wings for Queensland, it's their job to try and get as many balls as they can on the full. It's their job to try and link and get a pass together so they can get out of trouble a lot easier. And in particular, if New South Wales just send down one or two chasers, so they've got to be prepared to work hard to get behind the ball. And then their carries on tackle one and two need to be strong and get yardage. So they're the sort of key people for me when that Queensland team. New South Wales, I'm looking at a guy like Saifidi again. I think he's been terrific in Origin 1 and 2, and if he can establish go forward, it'll be a real strong battle between he and Papali, but I think he's really come of age as an Origin player. And if he goes forward, that brings Cookie into the game, and he'll be someone that will be feeding off Saifidi's play the balls. Cleary has to have a big game again. The pressure will be on. Christian Wells is back in the team. He applies good kick pressure as much as anyone. It'll be a focus of Queensland, being able to take time and space away from the halves. Nathan played extremely well in Game 2. I don't know whether he'll have the same time as he did in that second Origin game, but he needs to perform again. And kicking is so important to New South Wales' chances. They've got to find space and they've got to be able to give Queensland the ball back coming off their own line. And Captain Tedesco, I think he's been brilliant for New South Wales in the opening two games. Works so well with Damien Cook playing through the middle. And when these Queensland forwards get tired, or if they get tired, Tedesco will be there to take advantage of that. And I really think he enjoys being the leader. He's a different leader to Boyd Cordner. But he gets a chance to win an Origin series in his first year as captain, albeit that Boyd played in Origin 1. Tedesco gets a chance of captaining for the second time and winning the Shield up there in Queensland. Be a massive thrill for him. So for me, they're the key players. You could pick out a lot more. But if Tedesco and Cleary and Saifidi play well, I'm expecting a New South Wales victory.